welcome to a brand new episode of Querlicious with me, Romal Singh. I am not beaming live out of Bangalore. I don't know why I keep saying that. I cannot beam live out of Bangalore. But anyway, this show is beaming live out of Bangalore, out of our studios. Today we'll be talking about the awesome queer life of someone really special. Okay, let me quickly get to introducing my guest on today's show. I've got Ryan Ali, yeah? Is that how I pronounce your name?
That's right.
Okay, I always wonder if I call you Ryan or Ryan. But anyway, I've got it right. Yay. So, Ryan, how do you feel right now?
Feel good?
Awesome. Ryan, you need to put the headphones on, because if someone does call us, you won't be able to hear them. Now, let me quickly get talking to my guest for the evening. So, Ryan, when did you first realize that you might be gay?
I guess in the 8th.
Wow, 8th standard.
Early on.
Right. And was it a random realization, or did it take some time? How did it happen?
Well, I kept looking at guys more than girls, so
And that made you sure you were gay?
that gave me a hint that I was gay.
Okay. But did you know something like being gay existed? Did you know that there was an alternate sexuality called homosexuality and stuff like that?
I guess I was too young. I matured very late.
So didn't you have questions that you asked yourself, like, okay, why am I attracted to guys when everyone else is attracted to girls? Where did you grow up, by the way?
I grew up in Bangalore.
Awesome. Okay. And so how was it? How was it being a child and someone who was attracted to guys while everyone else at your age was attracted to girls?
Well, I never realized that I was gay, or I didn't realize mm-hmm. things. I didn't pay attention to those things.
Okay.
Being gay happened naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a choice that I made.
Obviously.
So it happened naturally. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel anything wrong with it.
Okay. No, but, you know, I always ask this question because a lot of us have dealt with this particular thing when we were growing up. You know, when we were attracted to members of the same sex, whereas mm-hmm. everyone else around us is attracted to members of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, were you a really confident child, which is why it didn't matter to you, or did it just not matter at all?
I guess I was very, very self-confident, so none of this really mattered to me because
mm-hmm.
It just happened naturally. I didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There were no thoughts in my head.
Awesome. Okay. So when did you decide to act on it? Like, when did you decide that you would go ahead and try and date someone or probably make a move on someone? So when did you start acting on the sexuality?
Well, I didn't really decide anything. Mm-hmm. It just happened one evening.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting down and having a cup of coffee. And
okay.
I saw this really hot guy and I decided to pursue it.
Pursue him, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. The passion for...
Okay, so did you ever make a move? Did you ever talk to him? Did you ever tell him that you really found him hot?
Well, it was love at first sight for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
you knew this person, I'm assuming?
No.
Wow.
A stranger on the street.
Did you like try and find out who he was?
But
later? You remember his face really clearly.
No, he happened to be my boyfriend after that.
Wow. I love this story, but before we get into that awesome, awesome love story.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi and welcome back to Querlicious with me, Romal, and I've got Ryan with me in the studio. Okay, quickly back to your story. So you told me about how you met this, you saw this guy and you fell in love with him immediately and how he eventually became your boyfriend. So how did that transpire? I mean, how did you meet this person who you didn't know, and tell me everything.
Okay, it's as simple as this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was love at first sight for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy disappeared, and then suddenly,
when was this,
out of the
by
blue,
the way?
This was ages ago, probably
okay.
when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
So, a few days later, mm-hmm. he resurfaced again, and I found out that he's one of my best friend's younger brother.
Ooh, and this best friend being a guy or a girl?
The best friend was a guy.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
So how did you deal with it then? How did you figure out whether he also swung your way and...
Well, we were friends for a year before anything happened.
And you kept your crush quiet for a year?
That's right.
Wow! How did you manage being in his presence? When you eye crush on someone, it's practically impossible for me to be in their presence.
Well, you have to learn control.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn to control a lot of things.
So when you told him a year later, what was his reaction?
I didn't tell him I love you.
Okay.
In fact, told him that I'm gay and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I said, probably you should keep away from me because I might have something for you. So, I guess.
And what did he say?
Well, 3 days later, he proposed.
Wow. And was his brother okay with it, your best friend?
Well, they never knew about it. They never knew about the relationship that existed.
Okay, and that went on for quite some time, I'm assuming.
5 years.
Wow, that is fun. Okay, so that relationship, I'm sure, came, I mean, it came to a close for reasons that we prefer.
He was bisexual.
Okay.
And he got married, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. But it's okay, as long as he's fine and you're happy and he's happy, it's all fine. So then after that, what happened?
We're still friends.
Which is great. Well, I think, you know, this I've always said, that most gay people, especially gay boys in India, a lot of us never really kick out our exes. We're always in touch with them. We may not want to be with them in relationships, but we definitely have that some sort of a affection and some sort of a, you know, love for them, which is very different from heterosexual relationships.
No, that's not true. It's not totally true. Maybe true in some cases, but then there's no harm keeping in touch with people.
I think so too. Okay, so that relationship came to an end, and then what happened? So 16, 21 you were by the time that...
23 approximately, I guess.
Oh, so wait.
So it was a year and a half
of waiting. Okay, so say 23, and this was all in Bangalore, right?
Well, this happened across India. We were in Bangalore, we met up in Delhi, we went to, we also met up in a few other different places.
Nice, okay.
And
so
I left Bangalore after the relationship was over. Yes, the stress was too much, and I left Bangalore.
Okay, and where did you move to?
I moved to Delhi.
Okay, and how long were you in Delhi for?
2 years, approximately.
Okay, were things very different in Delhi? Did you fall in love there? Did you meet someone special?
I met a couple of people. I liked one or two people, but then really nothing happened.
Okay, that's a good thing. Bangalore didn't lose out on you, so that's fine. Okay, so you came back to Bangalore, and then what happened?
Well, I guess that's really out of my memory at the moment.
Okay, but you did come back to Bangalore.
No, I relocated to Pune.
Wow, so Bangalore, Delhi, Pune, and when did you come back to Bangalore eventually? Somewhat. 5 years later, 6 years later?
About 5 years later.
Okay. And in between, did you have any other relationships?
In Pune, no.
Okay.
In Pune, no. I didn't have any relationship. I dated a guy in Pune for some time. Mm-hmm. We dated for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. But then things didn't work out. Mm-hmm. We're still friends though.
Yay. Okay. And really I'm proving my point. Okay.
Things didn't really work out because, you know, we were very, very different from each other. And I was happy to just be his friend rather than push him into a relationship.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Okay, so once Pune finished and you came back to Bangalore, why am I so, I just want to talk about Bangalore so much. But I have to tell my listeners that this isn't a Bangalore-centric show. We talk about all kinds of places, all kinds of things, and we're not really Bangalore-centric. The only thing is, well, we're physically located in Bangalore, so I get to talk to a lot of people from Bangalore. But if you're ever in Bangalore and you'd like to be a part of this show, irrespective of where you come from, go ahead and just give me a call. I'll give you my number by the end of the show. Give me a call and I'd love to, you know, chat with you for 2 hours on Queerlicious. Okay, quickly back to you. So, you were back in Bangalore and then?
And then I fell in love with a guy from Egypt.
Wow, Egyptians. Sounds hot already. And how long did that go? How
that was for another, maybe 3-4 years.
Okay. How old are you, Ryan? If you come across as this really old person, but you don't look old. So,
well, I'm not old. You should have actually asked me how young I am.
How young are you, Ryan?
23.
Yay! Okay. Well, I'm older to you, so now you have to call me Bhaiya. Okay, so you came back to Bangalore, the Egyptian relationship got over. You're right now with someone really special, and that someone was trying to call and I asked him to call back, but I hope he will at some point of time. And so how did that happen? How did that meeting happen? And how long has this relationship been going on? What do you hope for it? What do you hope from it?
Well, the first thing, let me tell you, Rumal, is that when you are in a relationship, you never expect...
Which is a very good thing.
Hurt.
Absolutely.
So why expect?
True.
So you'd rather not expect anything and you'd be really very happy and very content with what you get.
Very
that
true.
Is one first aspect that I should emphasize on.
Absolutely.
Because most people get into a relationship with expectations, and when your expectations aren't met, you hurt. So don't expect.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
I completely agree. Expectations should not... But, you know, often more than not, I think people... Like, see, I'm really impressed that you've been through so many relationships and at the same time, you can manage to say that I do not have any expectations from my partner and the rest of it. But a lot of people aren't like you. And we will get to that when we talk about you as a life coach. We will get to how you reached who you are right now. Right. But, so since we're talking about relationships, so... So the present love of your life.
That's right.
Yeah. How long has this been going on? And what do you really think about him? Because I know you've told that to him several times in person, but saying it on radio often makes a huge difference. So
we've been together for 14 months now. Mm-hmm. This is our 14th month.
Wow. Okay.
And I guess I have learned to live after he came in my life.
Oh, that is so cute. That's just beautiful. I like how you said that. And so do you all live together? Do you all live in different cities?
We live together. We live together. And right now he's partying in Bombay.
Well, I'm sure you wished you could be with him right now. But no, you don't like partying.
Well, he's studying. So he has a winter vacation. So that's the reason he's in Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
He's with his parents, his family, his friends.
So they're all in Bombay.
Yes, he's from Bombay.
Interesting. Okay, so since we've talked about that, now, so what do you think about the future? I'm not talking about this relationship per se, but I'm saying generally, what do you want from your life in the future? Do you want to, like, get settled down? Do you plan to get married? Or do you just plan to live life as it comes every day, every single day? Like, you know, a lot of people have different goals in life, especially when it comes to their relationships.
Well,
so,
when you talk about work, you have goals.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about relationships, you don't have goals.
A lot of people do, though.
Well, they're wrong.
And we've got a caller. Hi, welcome to Queerlicious with Romal and Ryan. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Zeeshan here.
Welcome to the show, Zeeshan.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for calling. You have surprised me, Jan.
So, how is it going?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
And
we just started the show, Zeeshan. I'm so happy you called in. So, you know, since you... Should we, like, let the cat out of the closet? Well, Zeeshan is the boy that Ryan is dating. And Zeeshan, go ahead and tell me one thing that nobody knows about Ryan. Any one thing.
He cannot dress himself up.
He cannot dress himself? So do you dress him up all the time?
I dress him up, I do his hair, every single thing.
Aww, that is so cute. Okay, when are you back from Bombay?
I'll be back on Thursday.
Super, because I'm sure he's missing you and he'd love for you to come back to the city. Thank you so much for calling in, sweetie, and do listen to the love of your life on this show for the rest 1.5 hours, yeah?
Enjoy. Bye.
Bye, Zeeshan.
Thanks for calling, babes.
That is just absolutely adorable. We're quickly going into a song right now, but I'll be right back in conversation with Ryan.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Queerlicious with me, Romal, and I'm in conversation with Ryan, and I've been getting a lot of messages already, but I'm not going to get to those messages as now because everyone seems to be asking questions because you're a life coach. So, but before that, I'd like to get to know you a little bit more personally. So you've already told me about your relationships, and I'm so happy that you're with someone who is absolutely adorable.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for calling in, Zeeshan. But now let's quickly go to what your opinions are, because that's something that we really like to talk mm-hmm. about on this show. So I'd like to know what you really like about the community. You can talk about Bangalore, you can talk about Pune, you can talk about Delhi, wherever you've lived. What do you like about the community in those areas? When I talk about the community, obviously I mean the queer community. So
yes, that's right.
Mm.
The community, this I think is one of the biggest communities. I'm not talking about a particular city or a particular mm-hmm. region, but the queer community worldwide is one of the largest single largest communities,
and it's also very well organized.
all identify as queer.
True.
We don't identify as a Jat or as a Pathan or as something.
True.
We identify as queer, and we're one of the largest communities.
Absolutely.
And we support each other. We support our community as such.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most supportive communities ever
mm-hmm.
is the queer community.
Very true.
So I guess each and everyone should look to the community for support.
Okay.
And I really love the community, and that's why I'm here, because I want to help the community out.
Superb. Okay, so that's what you like about the community. Now, what do you dislike about the community? Something that within the community you think is really terrible, especially since we call ourselves a community and we talk about unison and all kind those kind of things. I'm sure there must be problems that you have. Like, for example, I always tell people that the thing I hate the most, and there are many things that I have a problem with in the community, but the one that I hate the most is transphobia. And I think that's something that definitely has to change, especially because it scares me sometimes how I have straight people being less transphobic than gay people, and that's something that I think should definitely go out the window. What are the things that you really have a problem with?
The first thing is that I don't have the word hate in my life. I cannot
a problem,
hate anything.
Which is why I changed to a problem.
Yeah. I dislike the fact that people are not, you know, as monogamous as straight relationships,
and
which are also losing out today.
True,
but I believe that to have random sex. People who have random sex and random hookups, I don't think they know what love is, and I don't think they know what a high that love could
absolutely
probably give them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I completely agree with you, and a lot of people are going to want to bitch slap me right now for saying this, but I completely am a total monogamous lover, and I really think monogamous relationships. So let's not talk about monogamy, because I think I have a problem with the word, because it means one wife, but let's talk about fidelity. I like
relationships.
Yeah, let's talk about relationships where fidelity is maintained.
That's right.
And yeah, and I think if you give it just that much more of an effort and try and stay fidel to your partner, the kind of joy you have with that person later is inexplicable. So
that's right. There's nothing better than making love to the one you love.
I know. Okay, and now I wanted to ask you the third question, which is kind of similar to the second one, but I'm sure you know the difference. So what is that one thing that you would like to change? Like, for example, now we can't really go on a mission and tell everyone, no, you have to be monogamous, no, you have to be fidel, because a community has space for everyone, right? Okay, and we've got a caller. Hi, welcome to Queerlicious with Romal and Ryan. Who am I speaking to? Okay, yeah. Welcome to the show. Go ahead, talk to our guest for the evening.
I'm just a normal girl.
Okay.
But sometimes I feel I should have been born a girl.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
But I'm feeling comfortable with myself.
Okay.
Being a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there is something inside me,
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. You'll have to be a little clearer, Gaurav. Hello?
I'm saying that.
There are times when you feel like you want to be a girl. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes. I feel comfortable with my, who am I. But sometimes there is a constant feeling inside me. I don't know why.
Okay, so first thing is you just stop worrying about it, okay? It really doesn't matter if you feel like you are of the other gender at a certain point of time. It's absolutely fine. As you said, there are times when you're completely comfortable with your own gender, so that's also absolutely fine. What you have to realize is gender, like sexuality, is extremely fluid. All of us go through different identities, different gender expressions at all points of time. Like, for example, even me, though I'm very, very comfortable with me being a guy, there are times when I wake up and I go like, no, I think I'm actually a woman, because there's something really we have the ability to feel these things, to actually feel feminine at points of time, to feel masculine at point of time, to feel a combination of both. And there are times when you feel neither. So it's absolutely fine, Gaurav. Your identity should not be a problem that you should be too worried about, unless it's making a huge problem in the way you live. And if that's the case, then you should tell me about what kind of problems you have because of these confusions. Because if it's not affecting your daily life and your daily routine, if it's just something that you're thinking about, then it's absolutely fine, because there are a lot of people like you across the world who do have disparaging gender identities from time to time. There are, like, for example, I'm telling you very frankly, there are times that I have literally woken up and gone like, maybe I am a woman. And then within 4 hours from then, I go like, no, well, I'm a man. And I'm really comfortable being a man. But it's there. You know, the very fact that we our gender expression is often defined by society. And that's the whole problem. Society tells us, if you're a guy, then you have to always think like a guy. If you're a girl, then you have to always have to think like a stereotypical girl. And often more than not, our mind is such a wonderful, you know, we have such a wonderful brain that it gives us this huge expansionary spectrum where we can think however we want to think. So it's absolutely fine, unless of course it affects your daily life. So tell me, does it affect your daily life?
No, it's not affecting, but sometimes it becomes a problem to me.
What kind
and,
of
and, I'm still attracted to girls only. I'm attracted to girls only. But why this thing comes? But there is a problem, no?
Okay, if you're attracted to girls and you're saying that you feel like a woman, but you're saying you don't feel like a woman all the time. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and when do you generally feel like a woman? Is that a particular situation or does it just randomly happen?
It randomly happens. There's no particular situation.
And when you say you feel like a woman, what do you really mean? Does that mean you want to be a woman or do you feel feminine? What are you saying when you say you feel like a woman?
I just want to be that at that time.
You want to be a woman, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that and why do you want to be a woman? There must be a reason behind it.
There's no, it's a feeling that comes to me. I don't know why.
No, I get the feeling, but there's often always a reason why you say I want to be a woman. Because if you already assume you are a woman, then you wouldn't say I want to be a woman. It's obvious that you assume you're a man, right? Which is why you're saying I want to be a woman. So why is that want happening?
I just don't know why I want to, but there's feeling, there's a constant feeling.
Okay, let me ask you, what is your idea of a woman? What is it about women that makes you want to be like them? What is it that you like about women?
Their emotion expression.
Okay.
The way they express their emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Their sensitivity.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, now that's exactly, that's exactly, you've already answered my question. That's exactly why you want to be like a woman at times, because you feel that only if you are a woman, then you can have these emotional expressions, that you can be sensitive and all those things. And technically, that's not really the case. You can also be a man and have those very, very same emotions. You can also be a man who has effeminate feelings within yourself and be absolutely fine with it.
Yeah, I can express my emotion as a man, but why this feeling comes to me that I should have been born dead?
That is okay. It's okay to have that feeling. Your question about why it comes to you, I don't know. That nobody can ever answer, because those are the mysteries of the mind that we have no clue about. My question to you is, if it is not affecting you in any way, then why are you worried? Unless, of course, you're saying, okay, when I feel like being a woman...
It does affect sometimes.
Tell me how it affects you.
When there is a mismatch. When my mind do not match with my body, then there is a problem.
Okay, so you're saying when you want to feel like a woman, you're saying that you look at yourself and you say, "Oh, I'm a man and I really should be a woman right now." Is that the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're saying this goes on and off, right?
Yeah.
When you don't feel like a woman, are you comfortable with your body?
No.
So then the whole point is that technically you really want to be a woman, right? Because even when you don't feel feminine, when you don't feel effeminate, you're saying you're not comfortable with your body, right?
No, but that's a big problem.
Okay.
I feel comfortable in my body. I feel I'm comfortable with what I am.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a feeling that I should have been that's why I'm asking that.
So see, the problem is I'm not getting your question, Gaurav. Are you asking me why you have those feelings?
I'm just a little bit confused.
Huh, I know you're confused, which is why I'm trying to help you out here. But your question to me is, why do I have those feelings? I can never answer that question for you. I can never, Baba. I can never say, why do you have those feelings? Do you want to talk? Yeah, see, because at the end of the day, I don't know why someone would have those feelings. And it's what I'm trying to tell you is that it's absolutely fine for you to have those feelings. If you feel you are a woman at the end of the day, if you feel that you're not comfortable with being a man, if there are times when you feel like, okay, I have this feminine expression within myself and I want to show it out to the world, go ahead and do it. It's absolutely fine. Cool, come in.
Hi, Gaurav, this is Ryan here.
Hello.
Hi, Gaurav.
Hello.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Gaurav?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Gaurav, what we've got to tell you is, yes, there are a lot of people like you who have these kind of feelings, okay?
Hello? Your voice is not clear.
There are a lot of people like you who have these kind of feelings.
Okay.
And if you want to explore, it's not going to happen overnight. You cannot solve your problem overnight. But if you want to explore... And know more.
Madam, your voice is not clear. I'm not able to hear you clearly.
If you want to explore and know more, and if you want to solve the problem, it's going to take a lot of time. Are you willing to give that kind of time to yourself?
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you.
Okay, Gaurav, let me just repeat what Ryan is trying to say. So Ryan basically says, if you want to explore this side of you, if you are keen on figuring out whether you actually are a woman deep down, or if you're actually a man deep down, or if you're a combination of both, if you want to explore this side of you, you can always do that, but it's going to take time. Do you have the time and energy to give yourself?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, so basically, we're telling you that if you really want to figure this out, if you really want to figure out why you feel like a woman, or if you want to figure out whether you actually feel like a woman all the time, or whether you're deep down you're a woman or a man or whatever, whatever your gender expression might be, you will require a lot of time. You will require a lot of time to deal with these gender issues. We seem to have lost... Okay, we've lost Gaurav. If Gaurav can call back, that will be amazing. We'd love to talk about this even more. I'm going to go back to where I dropped off, Ryan. So I wanted to know, what would you like changed in the community?
Change is the only constant that there is.
Yeah, so what changes would you like?
I would personally not like to change anything. Mm-hmm. But I would like to change things for people who want change. People have to need change to be changed.
Okay, that just sounds really diplomatic. Can you be like more specific, please?
Well, I would just like to change the fact that I would like to make people more... nicer.
Okay.
I would like people to be more nicer. I guess we're getting a call.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jal.
Hi, Jal. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mumbai.
Hi, Jal. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Jal.
So, you want to talk to me? Do you want to talk to my guest, Ryan? Go ahead. You're on air.
I'm going to talk to Ryan.
Go ahead.
Hi, Jal. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Jal.
Just want to know, the fitness. I mean, I saw your blogs and all in Facebook. I mean, how about the fitness? I mean, what are the key points you think about the fitness?
Key points about fitness?
Yeah.
There are just three.
Apart from going to gym and all, because these days people only thing they understand that okay, going to gym is like to be fit. I have to go to gym.
Well, the three key points about being fit, or I would rather say four key points about being fit, is the first thing is get enough rest and sleep. The second is keep yourself hydrated, have a lot of water. Number three, watch out for what you eat. What you are, what you eat. And number five, get enough exercise. Those are the four key points to being fit.
Oh, okay.
And the first key point is get enough sleep. That's the main thing that most people don't get.
No, that's nice. That's nice. And I just wanted to know that. And I saw your blog is pretty nice. And I wish you all the success and best of luck in this new year. And a very happy and prosperous new year to you and your loved ones.
Thank you so much, Jal. And I must say, it was a pleasure speaking with you. It was quite a surprise that you called.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jal. And do stay tuned, because we'll be talking more to Ryan about his, his opinions on health, his opinions on mental health, his opinions on confidence and a lot of other things as a life coach. So we'll be talking more in detail towards the end of the show. We're just 49 minutes into the show. So stick around and we'll get to that.
And yeah. I would also like to say, Jal has... Jal is also in love, deeply in love with a very nice, sweet guy called Mel.
Wow, Jal and Mel. Kya yes. Jal Mel? Okay. Okay, I'm so happy you're in love, Jal. And if you're ever in Bangalore, please do come on the show. Yeah. Okay, so that was Jal calling in from Mumbai. Let me quickly read these messages that have come in from Ashish Arora in connection with the call we just had with Gautam. So, well, he went. I feel he's trying to say he is sensitive. Well, he wants to be a free spirit. Some guys are just very sensitive and are straight. I have a friend who is like this, and he underwent counseling for some time, and now he's leading a happy life with a girl and they're planning to get married. So it is normal. Sometimes he has urges, but then those have been suppressed by counseling. Okay. I think he is hiding certain things, which will come out with discussing this with a counselor. Perhaps he will be more open to sharing his feelings with a counselor then or now. absolutely, I agree with you, Ashish, and that's what we were trying to get to. We were trying to get Gaurav to get to the point where we, you know, we could tell him to actually seek professional help. But at the same point of time, it's really important for us to tell people that gender identity issues are not really that much of a deal. You know, people shouldn't be so freaked out by them, because at the end of the day, all men, all women, all human beings basically have always had gender identity fluctuations at some point of time in their life. Every single guy, irrespective of their sexuality, every single girl, irrespective of her sexuality, has felt like a guy at some point of time, and every single guy has felt like a girl at some point of time, because gender is not that concrete. It's society that makes gender that concrete. So,
that's right. That's the reason we're here, to help people with who have issues with themselves, who have relationship problems. Mm-hmm. We're here to help them out. That's the reason
absolutely.
We're here.
Absolutely. Okay, we're quickly going into a song, but on the other side, I'm still in conversation with Ryan, and we're going to find out lots more about this awesome person, so stick around for that.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Queerlicious with me, Romal, and I am in conversation with Ryan. Now let's get to the important part. So Ryan, you are known as a life coach, and I've been dying for you to explain, what does a life coach do?
Well, that is one very difficult question that you asked.
And you have the whole show to explain it.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Really, what a life coach does is, when you have a problem...
I'm so sorry, but we have a caller.
Please, go ahead.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's me, Abhishek.
Hi, Abhishek. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Mumbai.
Okay, go ahead. Do you want to talk to me? Do you want to talk to Ryan?
I want to talk to Ryan.
He's on air, so go ahead, talk
to
him.
Hi, Abhishek. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Ryan. Wish you a very happy new year.
Thank you so much, and wish you too a very happy new year.
Question to you was, what's your take on open relationships?
Well, I haven't experienced an open relationship, nor would I want to, and I don't have an opinion on open relationships. Now, I would leave that to a person's personal preference rather than commenting on something that I don't know much about.
But as you earlier said, you prefer fidelity, so I'm assuming you are not into an open relationship whatsoever.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so does that answer your question, Abhishek?
Yeah, that was my answer to my question.
Okay. But then, every person, every individual is free to choose what he wants.
Absolutely.
Whether he wants fidelity, or whether he wants to, you know, have an open relationship, or whether he wants to be single. Every person has the freedom to choose what he wants in life.
Yeah.
And I believe a person should pursue his beliefs and his
True.
Choices.
Because what works for one person need not always work for
Absolutely.
The other. So, yeah.
One man's food is definitely another man's poison.
Very true. Any other questions, Abhishek? Oh, that's it.
No, that's it.
Okay. Happy New Year to you, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye, Abhishek. Pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, that was Abhishek calling in from Mumbai. A lot of fans calling in to ask you questions. We have another question coming in. So before you get back to your description of what a life coach does, I think people have kind of figured out what a life coach does, but I'll let you do that in detail. But we've got a question coming in from Ashish Arora, which says, he was listening to you, and he feels that the way you were talking about relationships gives him hope in a way, and maybe he should also be hopeful too. But he would like to ask you this question as a life coach. Uh-huh. What do you think people should do when they have come out of a bad relationship and are losing on hope? He says he knows it is difficult and time is the only healer, but what is something that someone can do at that point of moment? You know, because irrespective of whether time is a healer, even during that time, you are going to keep hurting. So what do you think someone should do who's just got out of a really, really bad relationship and is extremely bitter about it?
Well, the first thing that a person should do, whether it's a relationship, whether it's business, whether it's life, even the worst parts of life have some good.
Mm-hmm.
So walk forward with good memories of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the good memories and leave all the negatives behind.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to walk around town with a bag of potatoes, would you?
Okay.
So that's the first thing that a person should do. And then, yes, of course, time is the biggest healer. I would probably tell them to stop thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying. What has to come to you will come to you.
True.
And if you don't understand something right now, give it some time and you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
That's it. That's the age.
Okay, let's quickly go back to your definition of what you do. So you are a life coach. Mm-hmm. And what does a life coach do?
I'm thinking it's even more
than talking to people and making them feel better about themselves, giving mm-hmm. them good advice. Mm-hmm. But you generally don't give people an opinion, which is what you were trying to tell me.
You don't give people an opinion.
You direct people into what you think is best for them. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what a life coach would do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to take me a minute or two.
Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, a life coach will help you overcome problems, navigate through the problems. Now, let's say your problem is a big, huge mountain in front of you. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to tell you how to climb the mountain and come from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
We show you the path. We show you multiple paths.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose which path you want to climb to.
Mm-hmm.
Go around the mountain.
Okay.
So that's one thing that we do. Of course, we don't tell you where exactly is the path. We basically make a person look within himself to find the answers.
Okay.
To his questions or to his problems. Thing about life coaching is we believe in excellence.
Okay.
We believe that a person has all the resources within himself. He's just got to look in and figure it out. Now, most people are not able to look in. They're not able to ask themselves the questions to get the answers.
So if I'm getting this right, the biggest difference between, say, religious discourse and what life coaches do is that it's at the very basic. So religion comes with the ideology that everyone's flawed and hence needs God to make them all right. Whereas you say that you're already immaculate and perfect, so all the resources are within you.
All the resources are within you, that's
okay.
right.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything within you. You mm-hmm. have past references,
mm-hmm.
and past references have been created from the time you were born.
Okay.
So we just help you to tap into those resources
mm-hmm.
to come to conclusions to your problems. You have the solutions. The solution lies within you.
Awesome.
The solution lies somewhere around the problem.
Okay.
So that's how we basically, I don't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't give advice. What I do would probably be listen mm-hmm. to your problem and ask you questions that would lead to the solution.
Superb. Okay, obviously Ashish is listening to us because he goes on to ask you a question about something that you had said earlier, saying that mm-hmm. you do not really think people should expect anything in a relationship. So he says, how do you become less expecting, firstly? Because he just went through a really bad breakup, and every time that happens, you end up becoming even more expecting. Because once you go out of a breakup, I think you build up defenses and walls, and so you kind of become a little bit more expecting. So how does one deal with that, and how do you protect yourself from becoming that person?
Well, you've got to, there are two things, you know, something called pleasure and something called pain. Now, once you start attaching more pain to mm-hmm. expectations, you'll probably stop expecting.
Okay.
Right? And this transition doesn't happen overnight.
Okay.
It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of effort. You have to do some reading.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on air, I would not be able to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to look within yourself
mm-hmm.
and find out, figure out, what do you expect? What do you want?
Okay, to completely just switch that coin right over.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people also say that they like to have partners and they like to have people who are in love with them, who expect certain things of them, because it kind of makes them be a little bit more careful about the choices they make. Like, for example, personally, I really would like having a partner who expects me to behave in a certain way, because I know I would do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he expects that of me makes me even more conscious about what I'm doing, and makes me, it makes me be a better person. So is that kind of expectation also bad, or is that good? How do you look at it?
Well, there are certain rules. I would say there are two things in a relationship. One is the rules of a relationship mm-hmm. and expectations of a relationship.
But aren't rules also expectations at the end of the day?
Rules are rules and expectations are expectations.
Okay, I like how you made a very clear definition.
Each one has mm-hmm. a clear definition. Now, if you're correct with your rules, and if your rules, and if your partner knows what your rules are, and
mm-hmm.
if you know what your partner's rules are,
mm-hmm.
right, there can be no chances for a conflict.
Okay.
And even if there is a conflict, it's good sometimes. Let me share with you a small little thing that happens in my life.
Go ahead,
right?
Go ahead.
My boyfriend and I,
mm-hmm.
we argue about a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
right? Those small little arguments, those small little fights that we have,
mm-hmm.
those make us stronger.
Obviously.
Those
yeah.
are small little pebbles
mm-hmm.
that actually trip people and make them fall.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing this on a regular basis, you know, we have these regular arguments. even though the argument may not be pertaining to us, it may be pertaining to something else. For example, the luckiest guy in our relationship, whether it's he or me.
Okay, extremely lame, but yeah.
Lame,
okay.
But a good argument.
Yeah.
So how does the, okay, let me tell you how this relates to expectations, right? You expect, okay, that your boyfriend's going to wake up at this time and make coffee for you. He's going to give you coffee and stuff like that. Now, if that doesn't happen, it's going to hurt you. Maybe you won't realize that he may not be able to wake up at that particular time, get you the particular coffee, and do a particular thing. So if you don't expect it, and if it's done without any expectations, you're going to be, you're going to bask in the glory.
Absolutely.
My boyfriend got me tea in the morning.
Not just because I wanted it.
Not because I wanted it, but because he wanted to give it to me.
I know. I completely get where you're coming from.
Once you start giving pleasure to things that come unexpectedly, you will stop expecting, actually.
That makes perfect sense. Ashish writes in to say, perhaps I should sit down one day with you to discuss this. I know what you're talking about. It has to all come from within, that I realize. But some professional help may help me fix what is wrong, because this is definitely something.
You are absolutely welcome to speak with me anytime, Ashish. And towards the end of the show, Romal will give you my number.
Yes.
And you could fix an
appointment.
You could
give your own number yourself. Yeah, we both will give you each of our numbers.
Yeah.
Ashish, I know you already have mine, but we'll definitely give you Ryan's number. So definitely. And thank you for answering that, by the way.
You're welcome, Ashish.
Okay, so I'm still in conversation with Ryan and we're talking about a lot of things, but I'm going into a song right now, but we'll be back in no time, so don't go anywhere. If you'd like to send in a question, if you'd like to talk to me, if you'd like to chat about anything, pick up that phone and we've got a caller. Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, I'm Mir.
Hi, Mir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mumbai.
Superb. Okay, would you like to talk to Ryan or to me?
Ryan.
Go ahead.
Hi, Mir. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, dear. Happy New Year, first of all.
Thank you so much.
Everyone.
And wish you too a very, very happy New Year. I hope you enjoyed last night's party.
Very much, very much.
Great. That's fabulous. Tell me, Mir.
I just called you to say hi to everyone, and the queer community is very strong. 377 is
absolutely
not gonna bring down us.
We are going to kick 377 out.
Yes, very much.
Together.
We're gonna kick ass of 377 and all the people who are against us. I think so. Together, we all can make a difference. So, my advice would be to all the youngsters, come out with pride and fight for your rights.
Thank
That's
you so much for calling me here. It was so such a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, and again, I wish you Happy New Year to you as well as to all your listeners. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Mihir. Bye. Okay, that was Mihir calling in from Mumbai. A lot of calls from Mumbai today, which is very nice. Okay, we're good now, but we'll be back in just a bit if you'd like.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Queerlicious. I'm in conversation with Ryan. I just got a question coming in from Vijay Kumar, who I think writes in from Andhra Pradesh. I'm not too sure. But he goes, Ryan, you have a beautiful voice. What is your opinion on being gay and aging?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Mr. Vijay Kumar, right?
Yes, Vijay Kumar.
Aging, well, to tell you the truth, I don't think anybody is old.
Very true. Nobody ever is.
You are as young as you believe you are. If you believe you're 20, you're 20.
True.
So your beliefs drive you. If you have powerful beliefs, they are going to drive you. And if you believe you're much younger than you are, you're going to act, feel, and be as young as you want.
Very well put.
Thank you, Roman.
Okay, so now we're going back to your whole ideology of life coaching and stuff like that. Now,
could I interrupt you and just finish?
Go ahead.
One piece of okay. advice for people who are growing old.
Go ahead.
And
go ahead.
Who believes they're growing old? I mean, you are lucky you're growing old, actually. And now I think it's the right time for them to be more with the community, support the young people in the community. And I think it's going to give them immense pleasure doing that. Because
Absolutely.
The more they give to the community, the more they're going to get from the community.
Very
the
true.
More respect they're going to get from the community. And I think all the people who are, you know, should I say old?
Who are aging.
Okay. Who are aging and believe that you're aging. Stop believing that you're aging and start supporting the community. Start being there for the community. And make your voice heard.
Very nicely put. Nice. Okay, quickly going back to life coaching. So now, I hate saying life coaching, my God. Being a life coach. Right. Yes, that sounds better. And we've got a caller. Right. Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to? Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Deepam.
Hi, Deepam.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Where are you calling from, Deepam?
Mumbai.
Mumbai.
One more Mumbai call. Oh my God, what is with Mumbai today? Okay, go ahead, Deepam. Both of us are on air. Talk. Talk to Ran, talk to me, whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, since I'm outside, so I'm not able to get you properly, but yeah.
Tell me, Deepam, how can we help you today?
You're on air, so just go ahead and talk to us. Anything you want to talk about.
All right. Well, I would like to speak about the resolutions that people make for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really like convictions that people have been wondering and, you know, trying to lay it down to a form that's fine, I'll go ahead and I'll do this. Mm-hmm. And do they really follow it, or is just like rules are meant to be broken kind? What do you think about like on this?
Is this question to me or to Ryan?
This question is to Ryan.
Okay.
Well, the first thing that a person should do is most people talk about resolutions. They make a million resolutions and nothing happens. The first thing a person should do is write them down. Write them down and put them in a place where you can see them. Day in, day out. And then you start believing in your resolutions and believing in what you want to do. And you've got to have a lot of positive affirmations every day. So when you start doing these things, I'm sure the resolutions will materialize. But just talking about it and having them in your head is not going to work.
All right. Well, that's...
And of course, if you want to do this, one more thing you can do is tell a lot of people about it. So when a lot of people are expecting it to happen, and when people are expecting it to happen, I'm sure you're going to be working to fulfill people's expectations.
All right. Well, so I believe I'll have to just start exercising the affirmations that we all have, even
absolutely.
I am.
So positive self-talk. Positive self-talk does help, and you have to give yourself time every evening, at least 5 minutes, to look within yourself.
All right. Well, that pretty much helps. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Deepam. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling, Deepam. Bye. Bye. Have a nice year.
Okay, quickly back to the question I was asking you.
Yeah.
So, my God, I've completely lost. Yeah, so before you decided to be a life coach, what were you doing in life? So when did this shift happen, or have you always been in this field?
Well, I would have to warn you, don't laugh, okay?
Okay. When you warn me like that, then I'm going to laugh. But okay, go ahead.
That's good. This is to prove a point, you know, when you tell somebody, don't bang that door, they're going to bang the door.
Yeah, so stop saying
that's why I said,
don't
laugh. And you're going to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is, I started my career as... in the hotel and restaurant industry.
That's okay. How's that
and,
funny?
I started when I was 10 years old.
Wow, okay.
My first job was in a kitchen under the cook. I was chopping vegetables. That's where I started my life, my career.
Wow. In Bangalore?
In Bangalore, that.
Okay, and then?
At a restaurant called The Only Place.
I love that place. Oh my God, on Museum Road.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I was chopping vegetables there.
Real
that's
estate.
Where I started my career.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I worked in a couple of
and
restaurants and hotels.
Mm-hmm.
It has been a dream for me, a lifelong dream, to make a difference and to help people. And of course, my speaking skills, I've been fine-tuning my speaking skills from my childhood. So here I am, a life coach, a speaker, a motivational speaker, a life coach, and a trainer.
Okay. So now, how do you make money as a life coach?
We charge people.
Okay.
To solve and, their problems.
Okay. And like what kind of money are we talking about? Do you charge a lot of money? Because I know a lot of people would want to approach you by the end of the show.
Well, for my community, I'm trying to figure out a smaller little sum that I could charge them without hurting their pockets.
Good. Okay.
Provided they genuinely want solutions.
Okay.
I have one session a week. So in a month, you're going to get about 4 to 5 sessions at the max.
Okay. Interesting.
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi, and welcome back to Querlicious with Ryan. Ryan, we've got someone waiting to talk to us online.
Uh-huh.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
This is Pujan Solanki from Mumbai.
Hi, Pujan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pujan.
Hello, actually, I had to ask about. See, now as 77 is out and it's all over the news, everybody is just, you know, everybody like homophobic people generally, they are pointing out people and they are like, you know, trying to wonder which one is gay and which one is not and like jokes and, you know, on their face. So I was just wanted to, your both take on, you know, how to deal with it.
Okay, I'm going to give you now a completely legal perspective about the whole thing, because that's what we've been talking about on Curated for a really, really long time. I didn't get your name. Your name is Pujan, right?
Yes, Pujan.
Okay, Pujan, first things first, 377 is back definitely, but you have to realize that the judgment also said that 377 is not against your identity, it is not against your orientation, and it is definitely not against your gender. Okay, so basically, while the court has said that they are against people having unnatural sex, which basically means any sex that is not penile vaginal, the court per se does not have an opinion on any other form of sex. So it doesn't have a problem with anything other than the sexual act. Okay, so when people are trying to make fun of you and people are trying to irritate you just because you're a homosexual person, you can tell them to just shut up, because they absolutely have no right within this country to do so. And also, nothing has really changed. Only if you are caught in the act, and if only someone wants to put you in trouble, only then will 377 then come into force. So technically, while it does criminalize the sexual act, 377 does not criminalize you being gay. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's my opinion. What do you have to say, Ryan?
Well, what I would like to say is the most people end up thinking that we're criminals.
Absolutely. Right? And that's
so
something
you
we
are,
need to change.
You
yeah.
are not criminal. You are not criminal until you're caught having sex.
True.
Which, of course, you know, I think there are hardly a few cases.
And also, you have to realize that even if they do catch you having sex, the most that they could do is arrest you on the spot with an FIR. But conviction is almost impossible. But yeah, a lot of people will say, you know, being arrested is bad enough, so why do we need to be convicted? Like,
yeah,
the shame is already faced. Which is why what you need to do now is reach out to your community and find out lawyers who will represent you as a gay person. And there are a lot of lawyers available in Hamsafar in Mumbai. Since you're in Mumbai, so
yeah,
I'm telling you Hamsafar, there's a whole bunch of lawyers whose numbers you can keep on your phone on speed dial. Call them the moment someone puts any such allegations on you, because you can all, you know, you can get a lawyer to come and intervene before you even end up in police station. Okay, so it's not something
yeah.
that is really, really too much to be worried about. So much so, this is a good thing, because it actually tells us, it gives us a realization of the kind of rights we have in this country. Even as normal human Indian, you know, normal Indian citizens, it gives us the idea of the kind of rights we have. Because before 377 came in, a lot of us didn't know, for example, that there would be situations where we can just call up a lawyer and the lawyer will tell the police people to keep their hands off you. You know, stuff like that. Also, since we're talking about the whole thing, I must tell you that for conviction, for an actual conviction, there is,
yes,
it's almost impossible for them to do conviction, unless, of course, they can prove that both of you who are having sex, anal sex or whatever kind of sex you were having, there
yeah.
was actually ejaculation involved, and they have to have proof of that ejaculation, which means they have to have a semen swab from that particular act, which is far too much details, which no police officer has the kind of time to do. Okay, so they might use it to threaten you, they might use it to blackmail you, which is why all you need to do is have a lawyer handy, call up the lawyer and say, I'm not going to talk anymore, talk to my lawyer. That's it. It's that simple. Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. It was really knowledgeable.
And coming back to the point where, you know, people are facing a lot of bully and are getting targeted.
True.
Yes, of course, it is very easy to target somebody who's very soft, who's very soft-spoken. And it's very easy to target people who don't stand for themselves. So don't be scared of these kind of bullies. The more attention that you pay to them, the more they're going to do it. So what we would like you to do is, if somebody is passing lewd comments or is trying to bully you, look at the person straight in his eye and he will stop immediately. Give him a look of disgust and he's not going to continue. If you
yeah.
come out to be fearful, then he is going to play on your fear. But till you don't come out to be fearful, he cannot do anything.
You know, simply put, I must tell you, I've again forgotten your name.
Pujan.
Pujan, I'm so sorry. So Pujan, to put it really simply, if you look back also into time when 377 has been used, it's been used like far too few times. Like I can't even remember like 15 times in the last 12 years or so, even lesser than that actually. And whenever it has been used, when 377 has actually been used, it's often been used against people who are fearful about people finding out about their sexuality. So if you're really proud about who you are, the police are going to think twice before they actually slap 377 on you. Because, yeah, you know, it's more about playing on the fear. It's about your, you know, people who are against you using 377 against you. So those are the kind of fears you need to be worried about, not actual proper fears of being caught doing something illegal. Because this is, you know, this is as bad as our anti-terrorist law, where if someone just assumes someone from the other community is a terrorist, they go ahead and tell the police that that's a terrorist and there's no proof required. They just go and pick up that person. And exactly how a lot of people have been picked up as terrorists and have fought the government and the police saying, give us proof and then only you can convict us. Exactly the same thing you need to do.
And there's a difference, you know, the terrorists are not backed by the government.
Exactly.
But then the queer community has government backing, so you don't have to fear anything. And there's one message that I would like to give the whole community. Do not fear.
Absolutely.
Do not think about it and do not worry about it.
This is the time for you to stop fearing. This is the time for you to stand up for who you are. This is the time for you to realize that you're equal Indian citizens. Actually, sometimes even more than equal Indian citizens, because I've been saying that 377 has made every single gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender person in this India an expert with the law, which a lot of other people aren't. Okay, like we know a lot more about the law right now than a lot of other people in this country. And believe me, in the long run, us being so educated about the law, us being so educated about the rights we have, is going to make a huge difference in this country. So look at it as a positive thing. Like, consider the fact that we all know about 377 now. We've lost you. Awesome. Okay, that was lots of fun talking to you. And if any of y'all have any opinions about 377, we've been doing this for the last 3 weeks. We can continue doing it because I really want people to stop being worried about it. Nothing has changed. We were like this before 2009. We're going to be like this after 2013. If something changes in the court tomorrow and they make us legal again, or if nothing happens, the movement is still going to go on. Nothing really has changed.
Absolutely.
Just be careful. That's about it. What are your opinions on 377? Has it really affected you personally in any way?
Well, I was very disappointed with the law being
brought back.
Nothing's changed actually. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've become bolder,
which is awesome. Which is what I think everyone should
bolder.
Be.
I have, in fact, told quite a few people about me being gay. A few friends about me being gay, and trust me, a lot of straight people admire the queer community.
Absolutely,
they don't hate you. They admire you.
True.
They admire you for who you are, and they admire you because you're strong enough, bold enough to tell them, and they admire you because you are just being you.
Absolutely.
In fact, when I came out to a few friends of mine, I was very scared. But then they're proud of me. They're proud of who I am, and they're very close to me now. Closer than they were when they didn't know I was gay.
Nice. Okay, let's get to another topic that we all talk about. So how important do you think is coming out? When I mean coming out, I'm not talking about coming out to your family or anything like that, but coming out to yourself, which I think is something that a lot of people need to do, especially within the queer community right now. How important do you think it is? Do you think it changes life? Do you think, since you are a life coach, do you think people who have come out to themselves, not generally to the whole society, but who have come out to themselves and are comfortable with who they are, do you think they have lesser problems in life?
The first question I would like to ask people who are queer and who are, first thing is, are you comfortable being who you are? If you're not, then you gotta explore other sexualities or probably turn towards something else. But if you are comfortable with yourself, you've got to have positive affirmations. Again, I would stress on the word positive affirmations. That's when you're gonna come out to yourself.
Absolutely.
You've got to accept yourself before anybody else can accept you.
Brilliant.
You've got to be proud of yourself before anybody else can be proud of you.
Very true.
And don't. This is one thing that I learned in my line of work is I don't give discounts. Personally speaking, to my clients, people whom I don't know, I don't give any discounts because I feel I'm not any less in value. I'm not giving them something less, so I don't need to give them a discount. So when you start believing in yourself, discounts to yourself.
Brilliant. Very well put. On that wonderful positive note, we're going into...
Like this Sochcast? Tune in for more with the Sochcast app from the Google Play Store.
Hi and welcome back to Querulicious. I'm in conversation with Ryan and we've been talking about a lot of things. But now it's time for me to let Ryan sell himself. Okay, so Ryan, tell me, what do you do? How do people get in touch with you? What is the kind of hope that you can give them? What is the kind of... So basically, you said you're a life coach. What is the kind of areas that you can help people in? Because I know a lot of people who are listening in right now would like to get in touch with you.
Uh-huh, okay.
So tell them how you can help them. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's all yours.
Well, personally, I'm not here to sell myself.
But I want services. You to.
Well, as a life coach, what we do is we help people with overcoming challenges and problems, and we support personal growth and development. We help people understand what their goals in life are.
Okay.
And we help boost their self-confidence,
which is amazing.
Make them very strong, bold people. And we also, in some cases, in case of businessmen, we give them that extra edge in their business.
Mm-hmm.
We, the people whose values don't match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have two different values, very contradicting values within themselves that don't match, which leads to a lot of unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to figure out what those values are.
Okay.
And we make them discover a sense of purpose.
Okay. Everything.
Yes, I have two pages on Facebook. One is if you want health tips, you follow my page on health, H-E-A-L-T-H, health, space, N-O-W. You type health now and you would find my page.
Okay.
You can click the like button and you get a lot of
You just
updates.
Have to type health and you'll get your page.
Right?
You're kidding.
No, health now.
Health now. Okay, right. So I'm going to do that and see.
Right, do that.
Let's see if health, Ryan space, is saying the now. Truth. Health... Now, oh yes, you get it. So you just have to type health now, and you will get his page. So that's one page. What is the other?
And the other page where people who want help, people who want solutions, and people who want to connect with a life coach, can type raise RAYZ off light LITE.
Searching for that too. Raise what? Okay, raise.
R-A-Y-Z.
Yes, of light.
Of L-I-T-E.
Luxury training. Tanning. There's rays of light luxury
tanning. L-I-T-E.
Tan.
Yeah. Luxury. Okay, there's another page with the same name?
No. Is it no space?
No space, no space.
Ah, okay.
Rays, R-A-Y-Z-O-F-L-I-T-E.
So you need to tell people things like this. Yes, so you have to search for R-A-Y-Z-O-F-L-I-T-E and you will get Rays of Light, which is a page which says coach. So I'm assuming that's your page.
That's right.
So there are two pages where you can reach out to Ryan. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure being here.
It's so much fun to talk to someone who has so much to talk about. And from your relationship to how you chose to make this career has all been extremely inspiring. Thank you again for coming on my show on such a short notice.
Thank you for having me here. I actually thought we were meeting for coffee.
We will meet for coffee.
And I realized he's got me on the show.
I'm terrible that way.
I love you all, guys. And of course, I love you too, Zeeshan.
Okay, we're quickly going to the end of our show, guys.